This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation in the midst of a great ongoing political struggle for the direction of this republic. No, really, there is. Today there's a special election going on in California. And even though it has not gotten a gigantic amount of attention, it could be hugely important, and it could be a bellwether indicating that those betting odds makers who have shifted from Biden to Trump may be correct, conceivably correct. The odds makers with the British betting show that even though people seem to prefer personally Biden, some 58% of the money is on Trump. And as a matter of fact, if you are betting on Biden, Biden actually won, you would win $135 if you put up $100. The odds are, in other words, in Trump's favor. The idea that that is happening right now at a time when Biden is going through all kinds of horrendous problems with his campaign, and he is. There is a column in the New York Times. It's wildly controversial. I've kind of held off on talking about it too much because I wanted to get the author, Linda Hirschman, on the air. She is a writer who says she believes the charges by Tara Reid against Joe Biden. She believes, in other words, that Joe Biden grabbed Tara Reid in 1993 and held her against the wall, and you know the rest. It's not a pretty picture. She says she believes all that, and she's voting for Biden anyway. Biden again was asked about the Tara Reid charges, and of course he is going to be. And by the way, it seems to me an almost sure thing that unless that Joe Biden has other secrets that he is just bent on hiding, that he's going to have to step forward at some point and say, okay, these papers at the University of Delaware that I've turned over my whole entire 36-year career in the U.S. Senate, those papers are going to have to be scanned by someone to see if there is any complaint there from Tara Reid herself. He was asked about these allegations again by George Stephanopoulos. See if you actually believe that Vice President Biden made an effective response. Listen.
On these allegations from Tara Reid, I know you deny them, but you've also said that women should be believed. So what do you say to Americans who believe Tara Reid and won't vote for you because of it?
Well, that's their right. Look, I think women should be believed. They should have an opportunity to have their case and state it just forthrightly what their case is. Then it's the responsibility of responsible journalists like you and everyone else to go out and investigate those. At the end of the day, the truth is the truth. That's what should prevail. And the truth is, this never happened. This never happened. That's right. I assure you. That's the truth.
Again, emphatic. Personally, I disagree with Linda Hirschman. I actually believe Joe Biden that this never happened. I mean, partially because the specifics of Tara Reid's charges, which she has been more and more and more specific about, I think are just about anatomically impossible. I mean, try it at home. No, don't. But it's virtually, it's tough to try to imagine that. And the problem is, it's tough to imagine Joe Biden winning the election or even competing meaningfully in the election. unless he can somehow get some kind of better resolution, some kind of a better understanding of what these charges are. And see, what's so complicated here is there are two different sets of charges. One charge is the very serious charge, the charge of sexual assault, that he reached under her clothes and blah, 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 and that held her up against the wall, put his knee between her legs. That's part of what she is charged. How do you put your knee between somebody's legs and reach underneath? And again, there was a letter to the editor of the New York Times. This is 1993. She almost surely was wearing pantyhose, right? And how do you, I mean, just how is it even possible? But that's the charge against him. Tara Reid, in her interview with Megyn Kelly, sounded like she knew the gravity of the charge she was making. And so Linda Hirschman writes in the New York Times, "Let's be clear, I believe Tara Reid. I believed Anita Hill, too. Remember the buttons? I believe Anita. I wore one. What's the constant here?" she writes. Joe Biden, then the bumbling head of the Senate Judiciary Committee during the Clarence Thomas confirmation hearings, now the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee. "So what's a girl to do?" she writes. Linda Hirschman. She uses the term girl. I didn't use it. I'm just quoting her. Discounting Ms. Reid's accusation, and one after another denigrating her corroborating witnesses, calling for endless new evidence, avowing that "you hear her" is nonsense. We are now up to 4 corroborating witnesses, including one contemporary corroborating witness, unearthed by Rich McHugh, who was Ronan Farrow's producer at NBC News during the Harvey Weinstein hashtag MeToo reporting, and one live, Larry King live tape, that's with her mother, having said that she had complained about being harassed, having said she had a problem in a senator's office. So stop playing gotcha with the female supporters of Mr. Biden or the hashtag MeToo movement, writes Linda Hirschman, making them lie to the camera or perhaps to themselves about doubting her to justify their votes. I'll take one for the team. I believe Ms. Reid, she says. And I'll vote for Mr. Biden this fall. Does somebody want to comment on that? I mean, how does that compute? 1-800-955-1776. First of all, because if you believe Ms. Reid, then it means that Joe Biden is lying, not in 1993, he's lying right now. Or you believe he just doesn't remember? It is such a grotesque and so far beyond if Joe Biden is lying now about this long ago charge. And see, the difficulty is she never came forward with this charge until just now. And somehow Biden and his campaign, and I imagine Jill Biden will have a role in this, have to deal with this issue. He will also have to face the issue of the Michael Flynn investigation, what President Trump is calling the Obamagate, and he clearly plans to use against Vice President Biden. Biden was asked about that by George Stephanopoulos. And we will get to the way he responded on that one. He seemed to misunderstand the question. This is a very real problem. I'll tell you who does not have a real problem. He was very effective today when he was on this show earlier, and particularly when he had an interchange this morning with Dr. Anthony Fauci, as Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. Dr. Paul, Senator Paul, was on our show earlier. In case you missed it, we're going to replay the interaction with Dr. Rand Paul coming right up on the MedVed Show. most of us, nearly all of us, in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved Show. It is a great privilege to have Senator Rand Paul back on the show. Senator Paul has various qualifications for talking about this coronavirus crisis. One is that he's a distinguished physician and somebody who still volunteers his time to help people in need as a physician. He's also a coronavirus survivor. How long when you had coronavirus, Senator Paul, were you out of the picture, unable to do your job?
Well, you know, about 2 weeks of quarantine. But the interesting thing is I was like a lot of people were finding I didn't have any symptoms. I didn't have a fever, body ache, never got a cough. So I never really got sick. And that's actually good news for the country is that there's a lot of people like me, maybe millions. And as a consequence, when you look at mortality, if you add in all the people who never got sick, but we find them through antibody testing, we find that the mortality rate is actually a great deal less than what has been reported. And while this can be a deadly flu for certain people, it's not nearly as deadly as they were predicting.
Well, and do you feel confident that you have immunity now, having gone through a positive test and survived?
Yeah, in fact, they've done a lot of science on this, and the media gets this all completely wrong. They infected rhesus monkeys with the virus, and then they tried to reinfect them after they recovered, and they couldn't get them to be reinfected. They took blood from people who have survived this, and they put it into a lab test to see if they could prevent the virus from invading cells. And guess what? When you take the blood from people who are recovered, they have immunity. It protects against the virus invading cells. So there's a lot of evidence, including this convalescent serum, where they give somebody the serum of a recovered virus victim and seems to help prevent the infection. Also, the history of modern science is most diseases you get an immune response. So it's really a disservice of the media to go around saying, oh, nobody gets immunity. Well, it's absolutely not true. So I asked Fauci that again today, and he did agree that, yes, in all likelihood, people do get immunity. And see, this is good news for all those meatpacking workers that have gotten the virus, for the 2 million people in New York who've gotten and survived. They have immunity. They can have some sense of solace after what they went through.
Okay, and again, everybody is looking for good news right now. What could provide for better news in terms of changing the way that we are responding to the ongoing crisis? Two things, Senator, and you were very aggressive with Dr. Fauci this morning. Do you think we need to take our leadership from somewhere else that is not necessarily Dr. Fauci in terms of scaling a government response?
You know, I think Dr. Fauci is doing his best. He's putting forward his opinion, and his is a very, very cautious one. So we need to hear from other scientists. There's a Dr. Scott Atlas with the Hoover Institute, works for Stanford, who has written recently about reopening. There are people who have talked about how small or how low the mortality is among children. So this is what I brought up with Dr. Fauci. If you're going to be up in front of 300 million people saying we shouldn't open school, well, shouldn't we at least discuss the fact that mortality for children is virtually zero, and mortality for people who are 18 to 45 in New York was 10 deaths per 100,000, 0.01%. So really, while this is a deadly flu for some people, it's actually a very benign disease for others. It's a little hard to differentiate who's going to get the benign course and who gets the aggressive course, other than age is a strong, strong indicator. So children, it is going to be very, very rare that any of them get sick enough to die, and so they all need to be in school. Keeping them out of school is a huge disservice to them and to the country, and we're seeing in Sweden where they kept them in school, no huge spikes in Sweden. Their death rate per capita is actually less than Britain, less than France, less than Italy, less than Spain. So really, we need to rethink this because this government quarantine is destroying our country.
Okay, in terms of federalism, I mean, a lot of people have said that the coronavirus is providing a return of federalism. Do you accept that, or do you think there should be more federal, national pressure for recalcitrant states like the state where I live, the state of Washington, which is still largely locked down, or should a state have its own choice?
I think the arguments for federalism exist above and beyond even the practicality of the virus, but I think the virus actually makes a stronger argument for federalism because I don't think one size fits all. So, for example, well, I think we should be able to go to church and work in Kentucky. In New York, I think the rules might have to be different. Now, there are certain liberties that we have, you know, that are guaranteed, and the liberty to travel is a liberty that the Supreme Court has said is a fundamental liberty. So some of the liberties can be protected by the federal government. But really, if we're talking about the best way to respond, particularly when it's limitations on our freedom, the smaller the denomination of government unit, the better. So I would go to governors, but I'd go beyond governors to the people, to the private business owners, to medical officials, to local county judge executives and mayors. Really, the power needs to be dispersed and not concentrated anywhere. We've got a Democrat governor in Kentucky. I call him DWP, drunk with power, and he's killing our economy, telling gyms they can't open for another 2 months, and we've had 300 deaths. And those 300 deaths are about what we had from the flu last year. So in our state, it actually wasn't worse than the traditional flu. In New York, it was much worse than the traditional flu. So it depends on how much of it you get. And they truly had a pandemic in New York. And we really had sort of a mild flu season in Kentucky.
Okay, one thing that you are addressing right now, you have introduced an amendment to a House-passed FISA bill that would protect America from having a repeat of the situation with General Flynn. As I understand your bill, FISA courts could still authorize surveillance of non-citizens, of foreign operators, but it would protect U.S. citizens, would require a general court, not a special Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. Is that right?
Right. I think the FISA court, which is a secret court, has no business investigating a presidential campaign. I don't care if it's Barack Obama's a president or Donald Trump. We've seen that there are biased people. Look how biased Clapper is. Look how biased Comey is. Look at McCabe. Look at Strzok and Lisa Page. I was amazed how much bias there was in the upper echelons of the intelligence community. But they should never be allowed to investigate a president. It's not enough to put more restrictions on how the process works. It just should not be used to investigate presidential elections or domestic crime in any way. It has a lower standard. It doesn't use the Fourth Amendment constitutional standard of, of having to have probable cause of a crime. It's probable cause that you're related to a foreign government. So that's a lower and different standard, and I'm fine with that for foreigners and to gather information on people who might attack us. But for a presidential campaign, we can't fix the presidential campaign by saying, oh, you get to get an amicus in there, and we'll bottle up the process a little bit. That's not enough. Campaigns should never be investigated by a secret court with a lower than constitutional standard. So I have an amendment.
I think a lot of people, Senator Paul, would say amen, absolutely. Folks who want to read about this amendment introduced by Senator Rand Paul, it's at our website at michaelmedved.com. It's an important reform. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
You're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Testifying in a video conference during a Senate hearing, Dr. Anthony Fauci warns against reopening the United States too soon amid the deadly coronavirus outbreak.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Pushing back on Fauci's testimony, Republican Senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul.
So I think we ought to have a little bit of humility in our belief that we know what's best for the economy. And as much as I respect you, Dr. Fauci, I don't think you're the end all. I don't think you're the one person that gets to make a decision.
Senate Republicans are rejecting a $3 trillion coronavirus aid package House Democrats introduced on Tuesday and say they'll wait to decide whether more legislation is necessary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
More serious. Christine Blasey Ford claimed to have been groped by Justice Kavanaugh when he was a drunken 17-year-old. Tara Reid insists Joe Biden assaulted her when he was a 50-year-old senator and her boss. Moreover, the first time Dr. Ford ever spoke to anyone about her allegations came 30 years after the purported event, in conversation with her therapist, while Reid discussed her charges with at least four friends or family members in the same year they allegedly occurred. In neither case does it make sense to disqualify a candidate for high office based solely on dubious long-ago charges by a single accuser. Applying that standard to Biden means the Democrats should acknowledge the far flimsier grounds they had for attempting to destroy Justice Kavanaugh.
Become a MedHead and receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
And you can do that. It's very simple. You just go to michaelmedved.com. It's 11 cents a day when you use the promo code SPRING40. Save $20 in a course of a year. And you get 24/7 access to the show, commercial-free, or any parts of the show that you are interested in following up on, plus that 50% off on anything and download from the MedVet History Store. Go to michaelmedved.com. Use the promo code SPRING40. Rand Paul, by the way, looking very spiffy with a full beard. And letting his hair go as curly as ever. And I'm not sure I fully understand the historical significance of so many of the Republican politicians in particular getting back to beards. John Thune, bearded. Ted Cruz, bearded. Rand Paul, now bearded. What does it mean? Getting back to becoming again the party of Lincoln? And Grant and Garfield and Rutherford B. Hayes and Benjamin Harrison and the rest of the bearded Republican heroes of the 90s. I don't know. Could be. Could be. I'll tell you what can't be is the idea that Joe Biden is on the top of his game. This is very, very difficult, and it's actually difficult to listen to. Joe Biden was on ABC News with George Stephanopoulos. And he was asked about one of the big issues of the day, the Flynn investigation, because there's no question at all, President Trump has determined to make a major issue of what he calls Obamagate, which is the handling by President Obama and by implication Vice President Biden, who, remember, was the senior person on the Obama team. Their handling of the beginnings of the now, at very best, dubious investigation concerning Russian collusion. Not that Russian collusion wasn't a real concern. It was a concern. It should have been. Our intelligence agencies did find, and I think there still is, a Russian desire to interfere in our elections. That's what Vladimir Putin, former KGB agent, does. But how about Biden's knowledge of the Flynn investigation? Listen to this exchange from ABC News.
So what did you know about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn, and was there anything improper done?
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn, number one. Number two, this is all about diversion. This is a game this guy plays all the time. The country is in crisis. We're in an economic crisis, a health crisis. We're in real trouble. He should stop trying to always divert attention from the real concerns of the American people. The American people are worried with good reason. He has acted irresponsibly from the very beginning. He continues to act irresponsibly. He hasn't done his job. This is all about diverting attention from the horrible way in which he has acted with what he did. He's not the, we don't have coronavirus because of him, but we have the devastating impact of it because of his lack of a policy, his lack of action. It's all about diversion.
I do want to press that. You say you didn't know anything about it, but you were reported to be at a January 5th, 2017 meeting where you and the president were briefed on the FBI's plan to question Michael Flynn over those conversations he had with the Russian ambassador Kislyak.
No, I thought you asked me whether or not I had anything to do with him being prosecuted.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was aware that there was, that there, that they asked for an investigation. But that's all I know about it, and I don't think anything else.
Okay. There's so much that's wrong there, and actually extraordinarily clumsy, because first of all, he diverts from the question very directly to attacking President Trump on coronavirus. Now, I think if the Biden campaign decides to make an issue of Trump's handling of coronavirus, I mean, Trump is already making it an issue, of course, talking about nobody did more than I did, and we saved hundreds of thousands of people by banning some travel from China, and the whole world thought I was wrong, and I did it. And but again, this is what Trump does. And people hear it. Many people accept it. They applaud it. But for Biden now to point out that what Trump is attempting to do is to divert people from other things, first of all, he doesn't have to do that. He can say, just simply without attacking Trump, let's talk about the real problems facing the American people. And if Joe Biden had anything positive to say about that, maybe, just maybe, it could actually help his cause and help our politics. I do think that part of the problem for people on the left, and by the way, Chris Cuomo, this is clip number 18, Jeremy. Chris Cuomo is very much in this situation, is trying to focus absolutely everything on Trump and Trump, Trump, Trump. It's exactly what Trump's most enthusiastic supporters do. And I think it's destructive on both sides. And here he suggests, I think, that even when Trump and his supporters point out something that is almost incontestably true, they're actually doing it for selfish and dubious reasons. It's a bizarre twist of logic on CNN by Chris Cuomo.
Remember, no one has praised how China handled coronavirus and our government more than Trump did. Dozens of times since this started, he talked about their transparency and what a good job they're doing until they needed someone to blame. It didn't work for him politically anymore. And then his puppy dog puppets and his cronies came after China. China bad, China scary, China make virus to kill us, even at his own briefings. China bad, Obama bad, China and Obama very bad. That's what they're selling you. Okay, what do the facts tell us? Well, his guy, okay, who runs our national intelligence, all right, the director, whose main credential is being Trump's guy, says, we don't know that China created this virus in a lab. Pompeo, all right? Now, you talk about loyal to the president. Pompeo's got to be at the top of the list. We don't know for a fact that that's what happened. But boy, does it sound good. Boy, is it satisfying to find a bad guy, right?
Okay, they're right that he's right that nobody has said that China created the virus in a lab deliberately to infect people. But there is a great deal of reason to believe that it escaped from a Chinese lab in Wuhan, the kind of lab that Americans were, yes, actually helping to fund because it was supposed to be a virology lab in general that may have been engaged in, some people assume, some kind of research with bats, and then it escaped accidentally. But it is true that the weight of opinion now appears to be against that particular explanation of where the virus came from. The point about this is when you hear Chris Cuomo talking about, oh, China bad, Obama bad, Trump fair, can you imagine if somebody on the right were talking about people on the left and also trying to make them sound like children, like he does, China bad, Obama bad. What is that? Is he making fun of an accent? Is he making fun of some ethnicity? Or is he just basically trying to suggest that anyone who would be on the conservative side of things would be, in effect, brain damaged? I'll tell you something on the conservative side of things. There are people who are very happy that golf courses are opening up. Something else that's opening up this week, it's historic. It's a moose hunt. Yes, but you have to win a lottery. We'll tell you about it and more coming up on the MedVed Show. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at MichaelMedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kenger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Okay, no reason to play the blues if you're a maniac. Maniac meaning somebody living in the state of Maine. You still have until May 14th this year to sign up for their moose hunting lottery. The most recently, about 60,000 people applied for moose hunting permits, but only about 5% of them get permits, 2,770. You have about a five, obviously, you have a, it says here, if you live in the state of Maine, you have a 4.7% chance of winning a lottery. But it's more complicated than that. It could be less than that. Because if you enter and you pay some money and you put yourself in the lottery for the moose hunt that happens now, then you lose the money, but you are then given an extra free ticket the next time they have the lottery. And if you reach the age of 65 or above and you have put in a ticket for winning the lottery 30 different times and you haven't won it yet, well, then you win automatically. And what do you get to do? You get to go out and kill this animal. There are a lot of moose in Maine, and look, this is a tradition. The moose hunting industry in Maine is fairly serious. These are big animals, and there's a lot of meat there. A bull moose, a male moose, can be 1,500 pounds, 7 feet high. That's not counting the antlers. Maine and Alaska are the two only states with major moose hunts. I don't know about Alaska, but Maine is going forward. So spring is here, and there are a whole bunch of moose, about 1,000 of them, who won't be at the end of the hunt. Let me go to Nicholas in Los Angeles. Nicholas, hey, how you doing? You're on the MedVed Show.
Good. Hi, Michael. I so enjoy listening to you. I'm a big history buff, so I love listening to, and one day I hope I can meet you. I say that.
I'm sure that will happen.
Thank you. I say that as an introduction because I'd love to disagree with you. I think you're a little unfair with Biden, and I'll tell you why. Even that soundbite you just played, he was being a typical deflecting politician. No one does that as much as Trump. No one. If he ever gets a question he doesn't like to hear, he goes right back to what he did right. And that's just, and you know, he's a stutterer. He's been a long-term stutterer. And so sometimes he speaks in such a way that makes it sound like he's losing his train of thought, but it's not that. And I just want to defend him on this.
I'm not sure. Again, that's not the worst Biden soundbite by any standard. I'll tell you what you would find interesting, and you can get it on the internet in a minute. Go back and listen to his debate with Sarah Palin, or even better, his debate with Paul Ryan. Now, I'm not saying that he's one of the great all-time TV debaters in either of them. That was when he was running for vice president in 2008 and then in 2012. But it's not the same Joe Biden. It's just not. And it's sad and it's worrisome. I still believe, Nicholas, I think the American people deserve an alternative to President Trump. And I think that Joe Biden is going to be persuaded, I hope that he will be, to either ramp up his game somehow or to allow that alternative to occur. Nicholas, I appreciate your kind words about the show. And we're living history right now. It's history as we've never had it before. One thing that I came up with is I miss baseball. I wish they were playing baseball right now. So what's an alternative to baseball, which they may start if the players' union agrees on July 4th? Well, baseball movies. That's a very real possibility. Listen to this one enthusiastic recommendation.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
If you're hungry for the return of baseball, how about streaming one of the great baseball movies, like Pride of the Yankees from 1942, starring Gary Cooper as the great Lou Gehrig, who, due to fatal illness, said farewell to his fans at the height of his amazing career.
People all say that I've had a bad career. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Yes, the film is profoundly touching, even inspiring, as the all-American hero, the son of struggling German immigrants, faces ALS, which became known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Amazingly, this elegant black-and-white film was made less than a year after Gehrig died, and his teammate Babe Ruth makes a telling cameo appearance. Four stars for Pride of the Yankees. You'll feel proud you watched it.
This feature brought to you by the Thank Heaven Foundation.
Okay, this is one of those films. If you like old films, nostalgic films, and deeply touching and historically responsible films, this is really one to consider. Teresa Wright plays Lou Gehrig's wife, Eleanor Gehrig, and Babe Ruth is just great. And again, it's the real Babe Ruth playing himself. What's fascinating about this, this came out just a few years after the director, Sam Wood, had worked on a film you may have heard of called Gone with the Wind. It's an amazing film. There's also this story, and I wanted to share it before the end of the show because there's so much negativity. Actually, there are two stories, one of which... Well, actually, they're both featured in the New York Times. One is about in New York, there is a new movement among the Hasidic Orthodox Jewish community that has been very hard hit by coronavirus. For the people who have survived to travel even more than 100 miles into Pennsylvania where they need blood. Now, what's the idea? If you survived coronavirus, you probably have some kind of immunity, antibodies in your blood. Your blood is rich of that. There have now been more than 60 people who have come over to Pennsylvania to provide, and this is for strangers, for people with whom you have no association, because it's a right thing to do. and it's a blessed thing to do. And some of the tributes from some of the folks who are benefiting from these donations of blood for people who have survived the virus, it's a beautiful thing. This arranged by Agudat Yisrael, which is a what would be called an ultra-Orthodox organization, actually doing something patriotic and generous. And then there's this, speaking of patriotic and generous, headline, Irish Donors Return an Old Kindness. More than 170 years ago, the Choctaw Indian Nation sent $170 to starving Irish families during the potato famine. A sculpture in County Cork commemorates the generosity. In recent decades, ties between Ireland and the Choctaws have grown. Now hundreds of Irish people are repaying that old kindness, giving to a charity drive for Native American tribes suffering in the COVID-19 pandemic. The fundraiser has raised more than $3 million to help supply clean water, food, and health supplies to Native American people here, with hundreds of thousands of dollars coming from Irish donors, according to the organizers. Look, it's a great country, and we have some really unusually great guests tomorrow. John Hugh, who was part of the Bush administration, is a professor of law, is going to be talking a little bit about the dropping of the Flynn charges. He thinks that the Attorney General, Bill Barr, did the right thing. And it's the first step, a crucial first step, in cleaning up the Justice Department and the FBI. We'll also be talking about a new operation initiated by Steve Forbes. It is called the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. That's the CUP, Committee to Unleash Prosperity. Art Laffer and Steve Moore are part of it. We'll talk about with Steve Moore about what can be done to rebuild, unleash, regenerate, rejuvenate prosperity for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.